Welcome, LFU. Hopefully you're enjoying yourself, and welcome back to another Lads Pre-Match Pod, the correct way to start your match day, either if you're on the train, driving, on the coach, or even if you're sat at home. We have all the pre-match conversation at you that LFU needs to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes of Leeds United football. And today's game, it's Mother's Day, and it's Palace away. So, an interesting game. But let's get stuck into last week's match, which was against Norwich at home in the FA Cup. We're into the quarterfinals now. We're a game away from Wembley, and it's all starting to look very serious, this Leeds United FA Cup run. I didn't manage to watch it, sadly, but from the sounds of it, solid performance. Here's what I had to say after the game.
Leeds United 3, Norwich City 0. One game away from Wembley now. The game itself, I didn't actually watch because of it being behind a bloody TMT paywall, which is a joke. But from the sounds of it, it was pretty easy. Didn't really get worried at any point. Solid performance from the team is what we needed, really. You know, it's good to see some backups also performing well alongside that. But yeah, that's just what we needed. A result like that. Let's hope we can carry that into league form, because realistically, that is the most important part. Come on, Leeds.
Yeah, that was it. That was the most important thing. It was just to get a good, solid result against Norwich, because on paper, we all know that we should easily beat Norwich. You know, we're the Premier League team. They're a championship team in the bottom half of the league. We should realistically walk over them pretty easily. And that's what we did. It's a good little confidence booster, which, you know, like I said at the end of that, let's take that into the league and just as a little bouncer, you know, the backup players were playing well in that game. They all had good performances from the sounds of it and from the looks of it from Dad's Merv Awards ratings, which we'll get into in just a second. So the players had a good game. That's what we needed. Just a bit of a morale booster. A win at home and we're into the quarterfinals. You know, it's exciting now. We're going to be wanting to perform so our players and also we can get that trip to Wembley that we also want. But let's get stuck into the Merv Awards. Merv Awards time. This is where I go through every single player that played in Leeds United's most recent game, which was, of course, Norwich at home, and I rate them out of 10. Then at the end of the season, we add up all the scores, and whoever has the highest score is the Merv Award winner for this season. Now, I called in Dad to give me the points for each player, because I didn't have a clue how any of them played. Didn't see the game. Thank you, TNT. So, let's get stuck into it. We're going to start off with Perry in goal, of course. Didn't hear much about him in terms of like errors or anything, so I assume he had a pretty quiet game. Dad's given him a 6. Bornau, he's given a 5. Biol, 7. Ampadu, 7. Goodmanson, 9. Good finish from him, by the way. Tanaka, 6. Longstaff, 9. What a goal Longstaff scored. He scored 2 goals this season, and the 2 absolute bangers. The volley against Bournemouth, which came off the post and in. What a finish that is. And this one against Norwich, the touch, the turn, the volley. It's a great goal from Sean Longstaff. He's been given a 9 from Dad. Dan James, 7. Pirro, 8. I saw he did some good link-up play up top. Nonto, 6. I've seen people say good things about Nonto, the fact that he played pretty well against Norwich, but I know Dad isn't the biggest fan of Willie Nonto, so maybe he's being a bit harsh on him. And he's given Nemecha a 7, who I also heard had a very good game and also should have had a penalty, but hey-o, it's Leeds United. They're wearing a Leeds top, so of course we're never going to get a penalty for it. And then the players that came off the bench, Byram, 6, Bogle, 7, James Justin, 7, Strike, 6, and Anton Stack with a 6. So, there you go. That's this week's Merv Awards. Now, let's get stuck into all the pre-match conversation for today's game against Crystal Palace. So, what did we get from Fark's press conference? Not a lot, but, of course, we got the injury update. So, Okafor is in team training, but he will be a major doubt. So, we're most likely not going to see Okafor. Apparently, he has a new hip issue that's just come up. So, maybe, you know, 2 games. So we've got Palace game, next week game. He'll probably be back in about 3 weeks' time is my prediction. DCL as well. Fark is carefully optimistic he will be fine, so we might see DCL or he might rest him. We probably might see a change-up from Fark, because that's what he usually does when DCL's a bit uncertain. He just won't play him, so I don't think we'll see DCL in today's game. And he also said Rodon's available, and I didn't even know Rodon had a problem with him, so yeah, that's nice to know Rodon's available. Let's get stuck into the starting 11 now. So this is what I'd go for, and then what I think Daniel Fark would go for. So let's start with the back line. Darlow, Bogle, Justin, Beal, Rodon, Goodmanson, Stack, Ampadu, Aronson with Nemecha and DCL up top. So I bring in Beal into that back line and drop Strike. I'm just not that big a fan of Strike this year. I think Beal, every time he's played, has been better than Pascal Strike. And I think we just need Beal in the lineup because he's a good, solid centre-back. He's probably our best centre-back, I'd say. Maybe Rodon's a bit better than him, but Beal definitely gives him a run for his money. We need to keep that Justin Bogle link up on that right-hand side as well. Goodmanson's just the first name on the team sheet, really, at left-back, regardless if he has a crap game or whatever. Midfield free stack, Ampadu Aronson. So yes, I would drop Gruev, but that's just on the fact that I want Nemecha and DCL up front, because I think Nemecha and DCL up front probably is our best striker pairing. That's in my opinion. I think they're our best striker pairing. Aronson, DCL, yeah, it's worked well. However, before Nemecha got that injury, they were doing so well with each other up top, and they were causing teams so much trouble. And the game that I go back to for that is Man City away. Of course, this is ages ago now, and, you know, players change. But when Nemecha and DCL were up front with each other, City didn't have a clue on what to do. They didn't have a clue how to handle the players. They didn't, like, the physicality levels that they had, they just couldn't handle them. So I think Nemecha and DCL need to get a run out up front with each other. Drop Aronson into that midfield so he's just buzzing about and winning the ball. And I think that's a pretty solid team. Well, what I think Daniel Fark will go for: Darlow, Bogle, Justin, Rodon, Strike, Goodmanson, Ampadu, Stack, Gruev, and Aronson, and DCL. If DCL is injured, it probably will be Nemecha. So I think you'll just keep Gruev in there, Aronson up top, basically what he always does, because I know he really likes Gruev, and he's a big fan of Aronson playing up top, filling in this role for Okafor, which I believe when Okafor comes back, we maybe should start him as well. There's a good bit of competition in our strike position when everybody's fit and healthy, which is a very nice thing to have, because you can play Aronson and DCL up front. You can play Nemecha and DCL up front. You can play Okafor and DCL up front. We've got some nice options there, which is a good thing to have, but we just need them to all get back to full fitness. So there we go. They're the starting 11s. It's time to get into the score prediction for today's game. So it's going to be a tough one. Even though Crystal Palace haven't been that great this season, they've strayed away from the relegation battle. I think they're safe and sound. They've got nothing to worry about. But we need to be up for this. It's going to be a tough time going to Palace and trying to get a result. I can't really remember the last time we had a positive game at Selhurst Park. It just feels like I've got bad memories there. So I don't think we'll win. I really don't think we'll win. But if the boys are up for it, we can most definitely get a convincing draw, like a solid performance, a good bounce-back result in the league. And it's away from home, down in London, against Palace. I'm thinking a 2-2 draw. I think that will suffice. It's going to depend on what West Ham do, and not Norwich, and Nottingham Forest do, and Spurs do, because obviously, if they win games, that, you know, some of them could jump us. That gap's going to go down even more, but as long as we're gaining points, we will be fine. We will be fine. You know, if we drew every single game to the end of the season, we're like finishing on, what, like nearly 40 points, maybe 39 points. That's fine. And we most definitely will get, I can see us getting maybe 2 or 3 wins before the end of the season. And then you factor in about 2 draws in there as well. We can get 10 points easy. We can get 10 points from these 8 games, in my opinion. I think we're playing the teams where we can get those results. So, yeah. But that's today's score prediction, 2-2. I think we'll get a result today. I'm expecting big things from this Leeds United team. Right then, you've heard enough of me talking about all the pre-match conversations, so let's hear what Dan has to say ahead of Crystal Palace away.
There is no reason I can't see why we can't beat this Crystal Palace team. It's with our full squad back and with, you know, people like Longstaff now challenging. I'd like to think Pirro could challenge a little bit more. I'd love to see Pirro get some more minutes now, get him on a bit of a run and build a whole attacking line in midfield that supports him being a slow guy. And, you know, rather than actually going, putting him in a position where you need to be fast, you know, give him a free role in there. I think it's time for a change attacking-wise for us. And when I mean that, I don't necessarily mean pull out Dominic Calvert-Lewin, but he should absolutely start. But we need to see more attack from that midfield and the wider positions. It's as simple as that. What's really weird, I was listening to another podcast, sorry, son, and they flagged that it's Goodmanson's first kind of goal chance creation that's been converted from the weekend. I know he scored an own goal, and he scored a goal, but creation-wise, and I thought he'd done a lot more, which just kind of shows that we are really lacking in that, you know, really good creative part. And then, you know, obviously the finishing, you need DCL and Co to be on top of that. No reason we can't win this. So I'm going straight in. We will concede because we always concede. I'm going in for, I think a good 2-2 would probably be more realistic, but we can win this. So I'm going to go 2-1. 2-1.
Well, totally telepathic behaviour there between me and Dan. He said 2-2. I mean, he's gone for the 2-1 in the end, which is pretty reasonable. I do agree with Dan in the sense that we probably can get a result if we wanted to, but my problem is it's just the nervousness of what we saw before the Norwich game that kind of makes me go, ah, we've got some really crap performances in us. And it just feels like that, like with Leeds United, that can just come whenever. Like, literally, we could be on a great run of form. Like, we literally were. We lose to a big team, that's fine. We lose to a top six side, I'm okay with that. But when you lose, like, those 1-0s at home to an injury-ridden Sunderland side, that's when I kind of get a bit nervous. And that's the only reason why I'm kind of looking negatively on today's game. We could go and get a result. We easily can. The players just need to perform. And hopefully they will. Right then, LFU, there we go. Make sure to follow socials, Lad to Leeds, on Insta and on X. If you're off to the game today, go have some fun over in London. Hopefully the weather is on your side. If you're staying in your nice warm house or off to the pub, have a cracking time listening on the radio in your car. Make sure you go have fun, LFU. Let's go and get 3 points today. If not, let's get a point and let's continue our charge to Premier League safety. Come on, Leeds!